What we're going to be focusing on is the core business framework. And the core business framework here is even too much for us to go through in a week together like this. So I'm focusing on smaller parts of it. So right now we're going to be starting, we're going to talk about the why, the beliefs, the why, which is the beliefs, the purpose, or the cause, right? So it's basically, why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? Right? So yesterday, for those of you who are here, we talked about the second hero's journey, right? There's probably something that you overcame in your life that you are now teaching others or coaching others on or helping others do in their lives. That's probably a key part of your why you do what you do. You were like, hey, I went through this. It was painful. I don't want others to go through that same pain. So I want to help them make it easier. So yeah, your core beliefs, right? Core beliefs as relevant to your business and your clients. What is your purpose, your reason for existing? What is your cause or your good versus evil mission? So like, what evil are you fighting in the world? These are ways to think about your why, right? Why does your company exist? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why should anybody care about what you're doing? And I want you to write that stuff down now. And as an example, I'll share, this is for Simplero. We believe that entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs are the greatest force for good in the world. No, but none of the challenges that humanity are facing are going to be solved by governments. They're not going to be solved by NGOs. Those tend to exist just to perpetuate their own existence, not actually to solve any problems. Entrepreneurs are the ones that, like, we live and exist to solve problems in the world. That's what we do. That's how we stay in business. Now, that doesn't quite apply to huge corporations because they're a different beast, right? They can buy off politicians. They can change legislation and regulation to work in their favor and keep other competitors out and yada, yada. But for the rest of us, the normal people among us, we exist to solve problems. If we don't solve problems, we are not here. So that's the core belief at Simplero. And our reason for existing is to make a successful life as an entrepreneur simple. So that includes the technology and the software. It includes all the mindset and it includes all the knowledge. It includes physical vitality, relationships, 360 successful life for the entrepreneur. Because we believe that the better the entrepreneur's life is, the more this person can do good in the world. So how do we do that? We do that by creating simple and powerful software and frameworks that address all the problems faced by the modern entrepreneur. And then the what is an online business platform named Simplero, a framework for marketing called Simplero Marketing OS, which is what we're seeing right here, and a complete health system called Simplero Health. And there might be other stuff. So for you guys, we don't need to get into the how and the what right now, but I want you to start, just write down what comes to mind for you. What are your core beliefs? What is your purpose? And what is your cause or your good versus evil mission? So start writing those things down right now. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, one each. Just put it down on paper, and then we'll get to take some shares after that. So 3 minutes on the clock and go. Let's hear from some people. Raise your hand. I want to get some people on live here and share with me, what did you come up with for your purpose? Daniel is raising his hand.
I wrote that at FriendMakers, we believe social anxiety is to be overcome together. We put the desire for a social life in the middle of the solution.
Yes. All right. That's fantastic. Yeah, and that it lends itself very well as well to the reason for existing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
To exist to release people from social anxiety or something like that?
Yeah, that is pretty much what I want to do, right? So
yeah. And what's the good versus evil mission?
Oh, I didn't make it that far. But it is to...
Just make it up on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, because it is to master the social anxiety instead of fearing it. So that is very, very much good versus evil. That it's, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The question is like, what is the evil thing here? Right. Like the evil is people not being able, like being hamstrung, being limited, being hindered in living their full selves or something by this like mental block that's easily overcome.
Actually, that is true. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate you coming on. So Ingrid, good to see you again, my friend.
Hi. Yeah. What I'm doing, my reason for existing, I don't know if I have the sequence right.
Mm-hmm.
I help creative entrepreneurs to free their creative genius by learning to draw simple illustrations because for their business. And even if they think they can't draw.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't illustrate your message, it isn't clear enough. So that's what I'm doing.
And
the evil I'm fighting against is the belief or the school system that says that drawing is art and we need talent for it. But we all learn to write in school and nobody says you need to have talent for it, but we didn't learn to draw. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm fighting.
I love that. That's great. That's such a great, reminds me of Kimberly, who is here at the workshop. She teaches people how to play piano creatively without sheet music or anything like that. And her phrase was like, imagine if you could only communicate in lines from movies, right? It's like you can only communicate using other people's words. Like, why should we play music only using, the music that someone else wrote? Like, just play music. Just like you just talk straight from the heart. So it's kind of similar to what you're saying. Like, hey, just like draw, right? Like, it's not something.
Yeah. I mean, you have to learn a few tricks maybe. Because nobody says, I don't have talent for writing and then they don't write a grocery list. It doesn't have to be art.
Exactly. Yeah. The same as piano. You have to learn, you have to have certain skills to play the piano, but then like, why would you only play stuff that is someone else wrote? Yeah. I would like to double click on the purpose part though, is you help creative entrepreneurs free their creative genius by learning how to draw some illustrations. That's more like the, what you do and how you do it. Why does that matter? Why is that important?
Because otherwise they can't express. I mean, some people have a spreadsheet allergy. They have filled out endless PDFs to find their message and to express their message. Drawing is a good way to get clarity in a playful way.
Mm-hmm. And if they do that, what happens then? Why is that?
And I mean, the secret reason why I'm doing it is because I love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I also want to spread the joy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a reason for.
Yeah.
Is that a good why?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's valid. Yeah. I'm what I'm curious about is like, what is it going to unlock for the entrepreneur when they learn when they master illustration and drawing, right? They can communicate their ideas better. So what?
Clarity.
Or they can,
Clarity, creativity, joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A different way of communicating, a better way of communicating, of seeing their message in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ingrid. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Let's hear from Lisa. What did you come up with?
I can put my hand down. I still need to clarify it more, but it's really a change management consultant, and I want to make change for a better world and help people feel better about change that they can't choose, and also help them choose their own change when they can choose.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil, I find this difficult because I don't tend to think in binary, but it's something around people focus rather than just tech. So it's not that the tech is the evil, but it's without the focus on people, it's imbalanced. People in nature and emotion, fun and beauty. against if coal deficiency and lack of that.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Help people feel better about change they can't choose. Yes. Is that?
So that's usually, I'm talking about usually in a company or something when they have a new HR system or a new system, even something that's great like this one, but that you have to have time to learn and to get used to, and you feel that you lose some of your competence and your status potentially by not knowing what the heck you're doing. Or there's also one of my big things I'm trying to work out is whether to go stay in corporate or whether to go for helping individuals with things like choosing to live in another country, wanting to change something in their life, maybe career change, which I've also done as well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the reason that, you know, it seems like an important thing to choose if you were going to, like, or that would be like two separate brands, right? Like focusing on corporate versus focusing on individuals. Yeah. You can do both, but it's two very different audiences.
Yes.
And so the question is, what is the why though? Like, you know, help people, if we take the corporate and the what I forget what you said, HR system or something.
Yeah.
Like why does that matter to you to help people with that? Why is that important?
Because, well, there's a both sides of it I would care about. One is I would want the company to be as efficient as they could be, but also I want people to feel good about the change and to feel empowered rather than
So what we want to get at something emotional here, right? Some things like why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why does this get you excited and your team excited and your clients excited to be on this journey with you? Like, why does this really matter? That's what we're trying to get at.
Yeah, it can turn this journey from a really horrible one where you're stuck in a cave into something where, you know, you're climbing the mountain, you're doing stuff that you never realized you could do, and you feel great about it. And it's that emotional, yes, I can do this.
And what else does that open up for in a person's life when they realize, oh my God, I can't handle this. What else can I handle? Right. So that's, that's interesting. And then another thing that I was thinking when you're sharing is like, maybe there's a reframe for people, like change that you can't choose, but we always have a choice, right? Yes. People can choose to stay in the job or not, right? They can choose like to comply or not. There's always a choice. So there might be a reframe there.
Yes, I think that's what I was trying to drive at. Thank you. It's like, you may not be able to choose this big bit, but you can choose how you react to it. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. You didn't ask for it to arrive at your doorstep. Just like yesterday where we're talking about the second hero's journey, whereas like, you know, we don't ask for, you know, ordinary world for Stasis to break. We didn't ask for that, but it happened. Now it's a call to adventure. Oh, I can master this new change in my job. Or I can say, this is an opportunity for me to find another job or maybe jump out as an entrepreneur because I've always wanted to do that. Right. So there's that. It becomes a call to adventure, right? Rather than like, oh shit, this, I don't want to deal with it. Like your refusal to call, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So now maybe the purpose is to help people who feel like they're victims of someone else's imposed change, realize that they're the masters of their own life and that they have more power than they realize. And not just in this area, but in all of their lives.
Yes, that's much more compelling. Yeah.
All right. Amazing. Love it. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do a couple more. So Gina Maria, let's hear you.
Okay. Do you want the one?
Wait, I lost your, you muted again here. Let's see here. There you go. Unmute it.
Okay. It yes. says the host is not allowing participants to unmute.
Terms. You're good now. We can okay. hear you.
All right. So do you want the evil first or the why?
All three of them collectively are the why. So we talk about beliefs, purpose, and cause. So you can go either one.
So the why is to get to deliver to people answers to their burning questions. That's like what I call the intro level offer. And
right.
And then the higher ticket is to move them up to assist them with their soul evolution and move them to a higher consciousness. So the evil is to just live your life 9 to 5, be boring, be unconscious, and just live in that very boring world. I don't know how to explain it. Like unconscious. People are just unconscious. Go 9 to 5, done.
Yeah. So the first things, Jean Maria, that you said, deliver answers to the burning questions, that this is too low level. What we're looking for is something much more aspirational. Like, why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why should anybody give a damn? Like, delivering answers to the burning questions is not really it. Like, why, like, honestly, Jean Maria, like, why do you care? Why do you want to do this work?
My calling.
And why? Why is it your calling? What is it about it that's your calling?
Well, that's my soul's path, if you will.
And your soul's path is to deliver answers to burning questions?
Yes, to be an intuitive. That's what I am.
Got it. So your reason, and when you are an intuitive that delivers answers to their burning questions, what does that do? That's good, that's helpful, that's
it helps people get, I have my standard four that I say all the time, insight, clarity, guidance, and wisdom on their soul's path. Sometimes they don't even realize what that is or what that means.
Yeah. So we're getting at something that's like instantly emotionally connects with people, right? So it's like, I mean, what you're talking about with the good visit versus evil is good. Like the, like break people free of the prison of that they're currently in, the prison of their daily life, like wake them up, right?
Yes.
Wake them up to who they are, show them, like bring them home to themselves, like something along those
lines. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's the kind of language we're looking for.
Bring them home to who they really, truly are as a soul being.
Mm-hmm. And when we do that, what does that do? Does that impact them? Does it impact their families? Does it impact the world at large? Like, what does it do? Let's spell that out.
It releases them in many ways from the BS, the belief systems that they hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it focuses them more on their internal growth instead of worrying about what car they're driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? All right. Super. Thank you, Jean Marie. I appreciate it.
It's so important to know why we're doing what we're doing, because that attracts the right people to us. Like, other people get attracted by that mission. It's like, it's not enough that it's just a thing. I was thinking about it this morning, because there's a store up the street here for a new sneaker brand that I hadn't seen before called On brand. It might be old, it might be new, I have no idea. But I see the store, it's like three doors down from the Nike store. And I've seen, since I saw that store, I've started noticing, I'm seeing those sneakers on people. you know, from time to time. And I'm like, oh, what is that brand? I'd never heard of that. I've heard of Reebok and Adidas and Nike and whatnot, right? But I hadn't heard of it on. But what's happening in my mind is like, who are they? Like, who are they? What are they about? Like, what is their reason for being? Like, it's like, it might be a good sneaker, it might be a bad sneaker, but my mind wants to know, like, what are they actually about? In order for me to really get a feel for that, like, and know what, like, what, where should I put them in my mind, right? What's their story? Where do they come from? Why did we need a new sneaker brand, right? That stuff is important. And for the VIPs yesterday, I was playing this video from Apple here. And I'm going to just play for everybody here because it's such a good illustration of the why. So let me see here. It's on the YouTubes. Here we go. This is the version that actually has Steve Jobs narrating on it, which is the original didn't, but it's so good. So I'm just going to play it for you guys here.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
There we go.
This man is worth 100 Steve Jobs.
Stop playing. All right. So notice how they didn't talk about computers, right? They didn't talk about the Macintosh. They didn't talk about any of the stuff they actually did. They talked about what they believe in and why they exist, right? They don't say explicitly, this is why we exist, but that's implied, like, because the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who actually do. And those are our people, right? That's what it is. It's a call out to your people, your tribe. Like, this is why we exist, is for this. Do you want to be part of this journey? That's what the why is all about.